A Visit to the Doctor by Molly Coddles. Dr. Richards had a secret. She hadn't become a dietitian because she cared about people's health. She had become a dietitian because she had a secret vice, a love that dare not speak its name. Dr. Barbara Richards loved big women. The bigger, the better. And what better way to ensure that she had a constant supply of big women to choose from than to become a dietitian? Now fat women came to her, former pageant queens aghast to discover the first hints of cellulite around their hips and bottoms, lazy housewives who spent their days chomping on bonbons and just couldn't understand why the needles on their scales kept rising, businesswomen who didn't have time for healthy eating until they started having trouble buttoning their Burberry suits. Oh, they were all just delicious. Of course, Dr. Richards had to be careful not to reveal her secret. She had earned her reputation as the county's go-to diet doctor through hard work and careful planning. Most clients went away happy, convinced that they would lose weight, and most of them did. As much as it pained Barbara to see all those soft, tasty pounds melt away, she knew it was her duty as a doctor to help her patients, and it was a duty that she, usually, took very seriously. Usually. Because there were times that she bent the rules. All those hundreds of patients that she helped to reduce. The few times here and there that she found someone to indulge her vice with, well, that made it all worth it. There were some patients who didn't really want to lose weight, who harbored the same little dirty secret in their hearts that Barbara did. Lucy was one of them. Barbara knew from the moment that Lucy stepped into her office that Lucy didn't want to shrink. She wanted to grow and grow and grow. Sure, her parents, concerned that their chubby daughter seemed to be gaining weight at a breakneck pace, forced her to go to the best diet doctor they could find. But they had no clue that they were really sending their precious Lucy into the lion's den. After Lucy had emancipated, she had come to live with Barbara, sleeping in her guest bedroom and eating at her kitchen table. And oh, how that younger woman had ballooned. Lucy was barely mobile these days, weighing well over half a ton due to Barbara's subtle, and not so subtle, encouragement. And there were some girls who, unlike Lucy, didn't want to gain but just couldn't help it. Some girls who were so greedy and gluttonous that they were beyond saving. And when Barbara met a patient that she knew she couldn't save, well, why should she try? Patty the nurse opened the door to the waiting room to call the next patient. Alice Gerbaugh?
Oh, that's me!
A fat, round, blonde girl raised her hand. The nurse could barely suppress a smirk looking at this tubby little butterball. Alice was nearly as wide as she was tall, a veritable ball of blubber, her soft, quivering belly spilling out of an overstretched polo shirt, covered the girl's entire lap, nearly reaching her knees. Alice's face blushed a bright pink as she grabbed the hem of her shirt and pulled it down a futile attempt to cover her blubbery belly. But it was no use. The shirt simply rode back up the moment her chubby fingers released it. Alice struggled to rise from her chair. Grunting and wheezing, the beast girl tried to prop herself up by pushing her flabby arms against the handrest, but she was so big that it was more likely that the chair would collapse first. Oh my god, thought the nurse. She's nearly too fat to even stand up on her own.
Having trouble, said the older woman next to her with a nasty sneer.
No, Mom, I'm fine.
Alice braced herself against the back of her chair and once again tried to stand up, but barely succeeded in raising her bottom even a quarter inch off the chair before she gave up and plopped her enormous rear back into the chair, which creaked ominously as her rump crashed upon it. The girl was gasping and red-faced from the effort, her vast, doughy belly rising and falling like the stormy sea as she wheezed, her shirt once again slotting up over the arc of her gut.
"Just give me a second," she said, wiping her brow with a thick arm.
Nurse Patty waited patiently for Alice to gather her breath, and then for the behemoth blonde to make a second attempt to stand up. This time, she was successful.
"Follow me, please,"
said Patty, staunchly ignoring how Alice puffed and gasped behind her all during the short trek to the doctor's inner office. Every few steps, Alice had to tug at her shirt, trying to force it through sheer will to cover the entirety of her massive, sagging gut. Her slacks,
Patty couldn't believe Alice had actually found pants to fit around her enormous curves. Had no slack to them, fastened under the swell of her belly, but still tightly biting into her voluminous waist. Once they were in the inner office, Patty closed the door. "Could you take a seat for me?" she said, patting the examination bench. Alice's pretty features nearly crumbled into despair until she noticed that there was a small footstool she could use to climb up to the bench. Still grunting and groaning, the massively obese piggy waddled over and slowly raised one thick leg, then the other, to balance onto the stool and then flop onto the bench, hard enough that the entire structure threatened to buckle. Nurse Patty pointedly said nothing as Alice struggled to right herself on top of the bench. "All right, let's go over your medical history a bit. Let's see. Alice Grabaugh, 19?
"Yes, ma'am."
"Any allergies?"
"No."
Patty ticked off a box on her chart. "Any history of heart disease in your family? Kidney disease? Stroke?"
"Not that I know of."
Patty read through the rest of the rigmarole, carefully noting all of Alice's answers. "Okay, one last thing. Let's get you weighed."
"Oh."
Alice must have known this was coming. She struggled to get down from the bench with as much theater as it took her to get onto it in the first place. "Right over here, sweetie." Patty motioned as the doctor's scale in the corner. Alice lumbered over, her entire body wobbling, but she couldn't reach it. Her protruding belly bumped into the upright shaft of the scale long before her feet ever found the platform.
"Oh my," said Patty, covering her mouth in surprise. "I never seen that happen before."
"Well, don't worry, honey. We've got a special scale that we use to help our patients who have a severe distension of the tummy." Alice nearly burst into tears. She wasn't dumb. She knew that was just a nice way of avoiding the fact that she was a huge obese sow. "I know it's around here," said Patty, rooting through the closet. "Sorry, it's hard to remember, because I don't think I've ever had to use it before." After searching for a few minutes, Patty found a bathroom scale without an upright shaft. She placed it on the floor next to Alice. "Okay, just take a step to your left." Alice couldn't see her feet, so she had no idea where she was stepping. She couldn't see much of anything over the curve of her enormous gut, but she felt around with her chubby toes until she found the scale. She stepped onto the scale and tried to ignore the loud whirring sound as the dial spun. Patty had to crouch down, lifting Alice's gut out of the way to see the number. "All right, Alice, it looks like you're 515 pounds.
"Oh no," cried Alice. "No, that can't be! I'm just 450 pounds! There's no way I could be over 500!
"When was the last time you weighed yourself?" asked Patty, her eyes on the clipboard in front of her.
Gosh, I guess it was last year."
"Well, then it looks like you've done a little bit of growing in the last year," said Patty. "Don't worry. I know how upsetting this can be. But remember, Dr. Richards is the best. She's helped girls in worse shape than you."
"Really?"
Patty nodded. "I guarantee. Now just put on that hospital gown and Dr. Richards will be here in shortly." "Got a real fat one for you now, Doc," said the nurse. "You sure you just want to leave the candy bowl in there? By the looks of this one, one candy too many and she's likely to just explode." Barbara put down the pen. "That big is she?" "Too big for the regular scale." Barbara raised an eyebrow. "She's over 500 pounds. "That's big. That shouldn't be too big for the scale." "No, but she stores most of it in her belly." "Does she? Now that's interesting. Have you ever noticed that the greediest gluttons always seem to be belly gainers? Does she look like a greedy glutton to you?" "I think so. I left the candy bowl in there so we can see for sure." "Good girl." Barbara smiled. Patty didn't know the truth about the candy bowl. She assumed that was some sort of psychological test that Barbara administered to her new patients to get a sense of their mindset and learn how best to help them. In a way, she was right. Except that Barbara also used to tell which patients were beyond help. Alice sat on the examination table, wearing a hospital gown that could barely stretch around her gargantuan gut, let alone her entire body. Her eyes scanned the room, taking in the usual paraphernalia of a doctor's office. Posters, cabinets, candy bowl. "What?" Her eyes snapped back. There on the counter was a bowl of fun-sized Snickers bars. What was that doing there? Alice had never seen that in a doctor's office, let alone a dietitian's office. She bit her lip. Alice loved to eat, but chocolate was probably her biggest weakness. And a whole bowl of it right there, with no one around to berate her? Oh, that was almost too good to believe.
It's probably just a treat that they leave around for patients, said Alice to herself, as she slowly lowered herself off the table. I'll just try one.
She waddled over to grab a candy bar, peeling the wrapper off and shoving it into her chubby cheeks in one fluid motion. Heavenly! She waddled back to the table, but in less than a minute, Alice found herself thinking about those chocolates again. Murmured Barbara, squinting through a peephole in the door. She snickered as she saw Alice make her second trip.
What a hungry, hungry hippo you are! And I can see you already thinking about taking even more! My, you are a greedy little piggy, aren't you, Alice? Such a fat, greedy hog. But I guess you need to eat a lot to grow a tummy that big, don't you? And now you think that I'm going to help you, but I don't think I can. You're such a glutton that I bet you really would stuff yourself until you pop if I let you. Let's see. You've been in there only 5 minutes, and I see you've been to the candy bowl twice. I'll be kind. If you can resist a third trip, maybe you can be saved. But if I see you go back, then I know you're beyond redemption.
Alice once again sat on the examination table, licking the last remnants of chocolate from her plump lips, her eyes constantly straying back to the candy bowl. Her fat little tummy growled her, demanding more. Oh, she really did want some more candy. It was so good. To Alice, all candy was too good to resist. Dr. Richards had pegged her all right. Alice was a total gluttonous piggy, a slave to her own never-ending appetite. Barbara was about to open the door when Alice plopped off the table again and went for the bowl. Again? Wow, she really was a greedy one. Barbara marveled at the tubby blonde's complete lack of self-control. If there was enough food in there, Alice probably really would just eat herself sick. The fat little piggy was emptying the bowl, shoving all the remaining candies into her face as quickly as she could unwrap them. In less than a minute, the bowl was empty, and Alice was looking around the room sheepishly.
Oh, you know what you did, whispered Barbara.
Look at you now, you plump little thief. Everyone's going to know what you did, you naughty girl. How you ate up all the candies. Oh, just think of how embarrassing that will be when everyone finds out. You came here to get help with your weight, and already you're stuffing your fat little face. How are you going to hide this one, chubby? Barbara nearly guffawed out loud as she watched Alice surreptitiously drop the empty bowl into the trash receptacle in the corner and shut the lid. Clever. No one would ever know what you did if there wasn't an empty bowl around. She should just claim that there never was a bowl in the room at all. That Barbara must have forgotten to put one there this morning. Nice. Barbara had to admit a certain grudging respect for the way that this porky princess hid her sins. She must have had a lot of experience with this sort of thing. She watched Alice wallop back to the examination table, already huffing after the short trip. Okay, enough of that. Barbara opened the door, all smiles, pretending that she hadn't been spying at the door for the last 10 minutes. Hi there, Alice. How are we doing today?
Fine, said Alice, a sudden hiccup causing her entire bloated body to bounce.
Her face blushed red.
Sounds like you've got a bad case of the hiccups there, Alice.
Is that what brought you in here today?
No, it's that I've gained a little bit of weight lately, said Alice, oblivious to the chocolate stain around her double chin. I just don't know why, though.
She hiccuped again. The poor little glutton had stuffed herself too full too fast, and now she was paying the consequences.
Well, let's see if we can get to the bottom of your problem. All right, Alice? Have your eating habits changed lately?
No, they're the same as always.
What do you eat on a typical day? What do you eat for breakfast?
For breakfast, I usually have, a bowl of cereal and maybe some fruit.
Usually, Barbara would have called out a new patient on such an obvious lie. She could just tell by looking at Alice that this monster tubby probably didn't even eat distinct meals. Her day was no doubt one long blur of eating from the moment that she struggled out of bed in the morning to the moment that she drifted off to sleep. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner were purely academic distinctions when you never actually put down your fork. Barbara was especially tickled that Alice could lie with such a straight face when her chubby cheeks and double chin were slathered with chocolate and she was hiccuping a hurricane. And lunch?
Maybe some soup or a sandwich.
And dinner?
Oh, I always just eat some vegetables and lean meat, like fish or chicken.
Uh-huh. Do you do much snacky between meals, Alice?
No, never.
Alice was blushing furiously now, the redness traveling down her face. Barbara nearly giggled. Her face was so round that she looked like an adorable little cherry tomato when she blushed like that. How about exercise? Have you been getting less exercise lately?
Oh, I move around a lot. I was a cheerleader back in school, and I still try to stay active.
Barbara found it difficult to believe that Alice had ever been a cheerleader. Then again, she'd often seen former athletes who suddenly gained massive amounts of weights after they gave up sports and their metabolism slowed down. But this roly-poly tub really took the cake. All right, Alice, I'm going to do a quick examination. Could I have you lie down on the table? Alice nodded and lowered herself back onto the slab, with her mountainous belly rising above her. Alice still looked enormous. Barbara wondered if she was actually taller lying down than she was standing up. I'm going to check your vitals, lied Barbara, as she reached around to squeeze Alice's flabby sides, grabbing great big handfuls of thick, gelatinous blubber and shaking them vigorously. Interesting. Okay, seems normal. She kept up a steady stream of mumbled medical jargon to convince Alice that this was, indeed, a routine examination rather than a groping. In reality, Barbara just wanted to fondle all that sweet blubber. She was getting excited feeling it squish between her fingers and had to keep herself from giggling like a schoolgirl as she watched it wobble with the slightest touch. Alice hiccuped again, sending additional ripples through the butter-soft flesh. That was so cute! Barbara felt like she might melt, but she knew she had to keep it together. Could you roll over for me, Alice? Alice blushed.
Okay.
Alice struggled to roll over. The inertia of her mass was too great, though Barbara finally had to help her, planting her hands into Alice's soft, squishy flank and heaving until she finally started to roll, like a seal sunning itself on the beach. Now, Alice was lying on her stomach, her belly squishing out to either side of her and pancaking against the table. Her panties were wedged into her fat ass, and Barbara marveled at the rows of thick back rolls along Alice's back. She was so fat that she was storing meat everywhere. Could you sit up for me now, Alice? Alice suppressed a groan. This was so miserable. She felt like she was getting a workout here in the doctor's office. Barbara watched with secret amusement as Alice once again rolled over onto her back and then kicked and squirmed until she was able to rock herself into a seated position. She was like a turtle that had been flipped on its back. Barbara forced herself to ignore the way that Alice's hefty bosom heaved as she struggled to catch her breath after the ordeal. After a few more gropes, Barbara pulled out her stethoscope to listen to Alice's heartbeat. She could barely hear anything, muffled as it was through so many layers of blubber, but it was clear that her heart was racing even from that small exertion. It sounded ready to explode. In fact, Alice was so out of shape that Barbara almost felt that she could dissuade Alice from exercising for her own good. Just a simple jog might be enough to induce a heart attack in this fat manatee. Then again, the idea of Alice struggling and failing to jog held its own charm. She could only imagine this tubby titan thundering down the street, everything jiggling and wobbling as she panted and gasped. Ultimately, it didn't matter whether or not Barbara recommended exercise, because she knew that Alice would never listen to her. Greedy, lazy girls like Alice never did. They just wanted quick fixes, and when those didn't work, they would just inevitably gain even more weight. All right, Alice, I think we're done here. You can get dressed. Getting dressed was, like everything else, a ridiculous ordeal for the billowing, bulging bunny. Barbara smirked as Alice struggled to zip up her pants. The poor piggy was far too fat and round to wear off the rat clothes, so she must need to special order these giant slacks to fit over her behemoth belly and bulging butt. And yet, they were already too tight to fit her. She must have gained even more weight recently. She could barely reach over her giant belly to pull them up, so Barbara suspected that she probably didn't even dress herself on a regular basis. She probably relied on her exasperated mother, the crabby woman sitting out in the waiting room, to help dress her in the morning, to help her get out of bed in the mornings, or almost anything, really. That woman would probably just get even more pissed when she realized that her trip to Dr. Richards was all in vain. Of course, Barbara wasn't going to tell her that. That woman didn't need to know that her daughter was a hopeless case. What mother wanted to hear that her daughter was simply too lazy and greedy to ever lose weight? That she was destined to grow bigger and bigger and rounder and rounder? No reason to upset her at all. She would tell the woman exactly what she wanted to hear, that Alice's extra pounds were going to simply melt away with a little diet and exercise and a few diet pills. She'd prescribed a nice placebo, something that sounded important and official. Something with a name like Limonix, something that would do absolutely nothing to help Alice shrink. After years of working with frustrated dieters, Barbara had a sixth sense to know what would happen. Alice would start taking the useless drug. Convinced that alone would be enough to change her life, she wouldn't change her habits at all. She'd keep eating like a pig and avoiding exercise like a slug. In fact, she'd probably eat even more than before. Next time Alice came in, they would probably have to roll her in. If they could even fit her through the door.
"So, do you know why I keep gaining weight?" asked Alice, her pretty face marred with concern.
Barbara knew, all right. Allison's problem was a severe case of overeating. "I'm not going to lie to you, Alice. It looks like you've slowed down metabolism. It's perfectly normal to start happening as you age, but you're just a little ahead of the curve."
"Oh!" Alice said brightly. "See, I thought that may be the case! I was telling my mom that I was pretty sure that I had slow metabolism."
"I bet you were telling her that," thought Barbara.
It was almost cute how desperate this girl was to convince herself that she wasn't responsible for her own inflation. She was compelled to blame it on outside forces beyond her control. Anything that would give her permission to keep eating and eating and eating like she always had. "The big problem with a slow metabolism is irregular eating," said Barbara. "See, if you don't eat regular meals, your body will get confused and think that food isn't plentiful. So we'll go into famine preparation mode and start storing fat more easily. If you eat regularly, then your body will think you're in a time of plenty and stop storing fat as much. Do you follow me?"
"So I shouldn't skip meals?"
"That's right. Make sure that you eat on schedule and don't reduce your food amount. That will only make things worse." Alice nodded, and Barbara couldn't help but notice the hungry gleam in her eye. Perfect. She'd just given Alice carte blanche to be an even bigger hog than ever. She knew that Alice was certain to abuse that advice. "I want to see you again in 6 months to check your progress. In the meantime, just make sure to keep eating regularly and try to get some more exercise." She felt confident in giving Alice that advice because she knew that blimpish blonde would ignore it. They always did. They followed the part of her prescription that they wanted to and threw out the rest and then came back all confused about why they were still expanding. Alice would not be any exception. Alice beamed.
"Absolutely! Thank you, Dr. Richards!"
Dr. Richards smiled. She looked forward to seeing Alice again in the future, knowing that her prize Javier would be even bigger. There was no doubt in her mind. Alice might try to stop herself, but she didn't have the willpower. The poor, greedy little thing would never be able to resist a tempting treat, so she was doomed to grow bigger and bigger, like a helium balloon being pumped up, every tasty mouthful adding more inches of soft, jiggling blubber to her already vast waistline. Maybe this blonde blimpette could get away with another week before she finally busted the buttons off this latest pair of pants and was forced to go for a size even higher. If Alice was lucky, she might still be able to waddle into the office under her own power on her next doctor's visit, but it was more likely that they had to roll her in. Could she make it to 600? 700? What was the limit? Dr. Richards couldn't wait.